we bow our heads for the word of prayer.
好吧，请我们一同低头，再有一些祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that again we are found in your very presence.
天父，我们感谢你，因为我们今天晚上再一同来到你的同在里面。
We thank you that you promise us that you will not leave us as orphans.
我们感谢你，因为你应许我们不留下我们做孤儿。
You will be with us until the end of this age.
你与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
We thank you for your presence with us last evening.
我们为着昨天晚上你与我们同在，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your presence with us this morning.
我们为着今天早晨你与我们同在，我们感谢你。
We thank you tonight. You are with us.
今天晚上我们也感谢你，因为你与我们同在。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
If you're with us, you'll do the work.
若是你与我们同在，你要做你的工。
You'll do the speaking.
你要来说话。
And you'll realize your purpose.
你要在我们中间实现你的目的。
And Lord, we wait before you.
主啊，我们在你面前等候。
To see you work.
我们来看
to see you work.
来看你的工作。
And to see you finish your work.
来看你完成你的工作。
That your heart may be satisfied.
好叫你的心得着满足。
And your name be glorified.
叫你的名得着荣耀。
We commit our time to you.
我们把这一段时间交在你的手中。
We commit our heart.
我们把我们的心交给你。
Lord, reign over us this time.
主啊，在这个时刻，在我们中间掌权。
And to you be all the glory.
愿所有的荣耀都归给你。
We give praise, we give thanks.
我们将赞美和感谢。
In the victorious name of Lord Jesus.
在我们主奉主耶稣得胜的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Before we open God's word.
在我们还没有打开神的话语之前
I'd like to say a few words from my heart
我愿意从我心底说一些话
I'm very thankful to the Lord for what our brother shared last evening
我为着我们弟兄昨天晚上所交通的我非常感谢
I'm very thankful to what the Lord shared through our brother this morning
我也为着主借着我们的弟兄今天早晨的交通感谢他
Indeed, the testimony of GodAnd the testimony of Jesus Christ and our testimony are inseparable.
实在的说来，我们神的见证、基督的见证和我们的见证是不可分开的。
Because God is in Christ and Christ is in us.
因为神在基督里，而基督今天在我们里面。
And we are in Christ and Christ is hid in God.
而我们在基督里，而基督的头乃是神自己
and therefore it's inseparable
所以他们是不可分开的
whether it's God's testimony or the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ or our testimony is all one testimony
无论神的见证基督的见证或是我们的见证其实是一个见证
now in Revelation 19 verse 10
在启示录第十九章第十节里面说
And Apostle Paul, he put it this way.
使徒他这样说
He said, the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy.
他说预言中的灵异乃是耶稣的见证
In other words, every word that's uttered by the prophet, every word that's uttered by the prophet,
先知所有的预言里
is not just about things and events
并不是指着一些事物或者事件
but it's all focused on a person
而他们全部焦点集中在一位上面
It is God's beloved son our Lord Jesus Christ
乃是神的爱子我们的主耶稣基督
So this book is all about God's beloved son our Lord Jesus Christ
所以这本书乃是关乎神的爱子我们的主耶稣基督
This book is also about the God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ
这一本书也是关于我们的神我们的父
This book is also about the people that belong to Jesus Christ in God
这本书也是关于那些在神里面属于耶稣基督的那些人
So these three areas are inseparable.
所以这三方面是不可以分开的。
And they are one.
他们乃是一。
Now this evening, I'd like to share with you from the book of John.
今天晚上我愿意和弟兄姊妹一同分享约翰福音
about the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
关于主耶稣基督的见证。
But before we read those verses, I want to share with you tonight.
在我们还没有读今天晚上我要交通的经文之前
I'd like to share with you a little background about this gospel of John as written by Apostle John.
我愿意和大家分享一点使徒约翰所写的这一卷约翰福音的背景
is why the Holy Spirit prompted or moved John to read this gospel.
为什么圣灵感动使徒约翰来写这一卷约翰福音呢？
Now we all know John the Apostle, he lived the longest of all the apostles.
我们知道在所有使徒中间使徒约翰在地上的年日是最长的。
He lived to about 100 years old.
他活了将近有100岁。
He had a long walk with the Lord.
他与主同行有很长的一段年日。
He knew the Lord personally and very intimately.
他不仅个别的并且非常亲密的认识主。
He was the one who leaned on the Lord's bosom.
他是那一位曾经躺在主怀中的。
He called himself the disciple whom Jesus loved.
他称他自己做主耶稣所爱的那门徒。
Now we are told the Gospel of John was the last book in the New Testament that's written.
人告诉我们说，约翰福音乃是使徒们最后的一卷书。
The last book written by John Apostle.
乃是使徒约翰所写的最后一卷书。
Now before he wrote the Gospel of John,
在他写了约翰福音之前
he also wrote the epistle, he also wrote the revelation.
他写了约翰的书信和启示录。
But the last book he wrote is the book of the gospel.
但是他写的最后一卷书乃是约翰福音。
And that's the reason why the Lord moved him to write this gospel at his mature age, when he's in his maturity.
神在他成熟的年代里面感动他写约翰福音是有原因的。
So he was very mature in the Lord.
因为那个时候他在主里面已经是相当的成熟。
He knew the Lord very, very well.
他非常的认识主。
And through the years, he witnessed how the Lord worked.
在那些年日中他亲眼看见我们的主怎样做工。
Now as he looked back through the years,
我的意思是说回顾那些年日
as he looked back through the years and he witnessed what transpired
我们看见回顾那些年日的时候那些事物呢发生了
and then he because of what had transpired that the Holy Spirit moved him to write this gospel
所以圣灵就感动他写关乎这一卷书
now the condition of God's people in John's day were not all that very good
在使徒约翰的那些年日中呢，教会的光景并不好。
Because at the end of his age, there is a departure.
因为在他晚年的时候有偏离的事情。
There is spiritual decline.
有属灵的下坠。
So at the end of John's life,
所以在约翰的晚年
the churches were not what it was once upon a time in the beginning.
教会呢，已经不像他起初时代的光景。
And so John in his epistle,
所以约翰在他的书信
particularly the fifth epistle, the end of chapter 5,
特别在约翰一书第五章的末了
he said, little children, keep yourself from idol.
他在那里说小子们啊要远离偶像。
Now, it's very unusual for one to finish a text or letter with such a phrase.
对于一个人在结束他的书信的时候用这样的话
He ends his epistle with a real warning.
在他的书信要结束的时候是一个真实的警戒。
He said, little children, keep yourself from idol.
他说小子们啊要远避偶像。
Now it is a warning.
这是一个警戒。
Because it's very easy for us to fall into idolatry.
因为对我们来讲非常容易陷进 淫乱的里面。
And in fact, many of the saints in that day, in his days, had already fallen into idolatry.
事实上，在那个时代，就是在那末了的时候，有许多的人已经犯了拜偶像的罪。
Foreign elements came in.
有一些外来的事物进来。
So the testimony of Jesus was polluted.
所以主耶稣基督的见证受了污染。
It was not as pure as it was at the beginning.
不像他当初起初的时候那样的纯净。
So if we go to the book of Revelation.
所以我们来到启示录的时候。
First chapter we saw the Lord Jesus as the Son of Man.
第一章我们看见我们的主乃是人子。
He was walking in the midst of the lampstand.
他行走在金灯台中间。
And he was looking for himself.
他在其中寻找他的自己。
Then when we come to chapter 2 of Revelation,
当我们来到启示录的第二章,
we have what John wrote to all the seven churches in Asia Minor.
我们看见, 主借着约翰写书信给在亚细亚的七个教会。
And almost every church that we find in Revelation 2 and 3.
在启示录二三章里面, 我们发现几乎每一个教会,
there's something the Lord was not pleased with.
都有一些事情是主所不喜悦的。
He was looking for himself, but he could not hide himself in his people.
他在那里寻找他的自己，然而他在他的子民中却找不到。
And even to the church in Philadelphia,
就是在腓拉铁菲的教会。
And there was even a warning there.
在那里也有警戒的
话。He said, "Keep what you have."
在那里说你要持守你所有的。
And so that no one may take away your crown.
好叫不让人夺去。
Even something that we have possessed, eventually we are not careful, we can lose it.
我们所有的，若是我们不留意的话，我们可能失去它。
Now it's a warning.
这是一个警告。
Because the adversary is out there.
因为我们仇敌在那里。
He's out to destroy, out to kill God's testimony.
他出来要毁坏，要杀害神的见证。
And therefore it's costly, very costly to maintain his testimony.
所以要维持持守主的见证，它的代价是极重大。
Now when we come to the last church Laodicea,
当我们来到最后一个教会，就是老底家。
We discover it's a very sad, very sorry state.
我们看见在那里有一个非常令人伤痛、非常可惜的光景。
The Lord was outside of his own church.
主在他自己教会之外。
He was knocking the door he wished to come in.
他在那里。控门他想要进来
but he was shut up.
但是他却被关在门外
man became the boss.
人变成了主人
and the Lord said, he's just mere guest.
人在那里了我们的主好像变成客人
so when we need him, we open the door and we allow him to come in.
所以若是我们开门容让他进来
because we need him.
因为我们需要他
so when we don't need him, we can do without him, we put him outside of our door.
如果我们不需要他我们就把它端在门外。
Now, brothers, is that true in a lot of Lord's gathering?
弟兄姊妹们，这岂不是今天许多神儿女们聚会的光景吗？
Is that true with our own condition?
这岂不是我们自己的光景吗？
Instead of Christ center, we become man center.
现在不再是基督做中心，而是人成为中心了。
And it's Christ center, it becomes our me center.
本来应该是基督做中心的，现在变成我做中心了。
Everything is revolving around us or me.
每一件事都是随着我们或者是我而转
and the centrality of the Lord Jesus is no longer there
主耶稣的那个中心性已经不在那里
because if the ark is there where is the testimony of the Lord Jesus
因为呢
if the ark is not there where is the testimony of the Lord Jesus
如果约柜不在那里那么主耶稣基督的见证在哪里
because the ark is the type of the Lord Jesus
因为约柜乃是主耶稣的预表。
So, brothers, we had to search our hearts.
所以弟兄姊妹们，让我们检查我们的心。
And our gatherings locally.
我们在各地方的聚集。
What is the center? What is the main attraction for us to meet together?
我们聚在一起的那个中心的吸引力是什么？
Is the Lord himself or something other than the Lord himself?
是主自己呢？或者是主之外的其他事物。
Now because of the declension, spiritual decline in John's day.
因为在使徒约翰那个时代属灵的下坠。
And the Holy Spirit moved John to write the gospel.
圣灵就感动约翰写约翰福音。
When there's a departure,
在那里有偏离。
When there's pollution, when the church is not in pure state,
当那里有污染，教会不在他的纯净的光景。
Where the Lord Jesus cannot be comfortable with His people,
当主在他的子民中间不能得着安息和满足。
He's treated more or less like a guest.
他在那里好像被当作客人。
He's the rightful boss, but he was treated like a guest.
他应当是主人，但是他却被当作客人对待。
Now when God the Father, who loved His Son so much, when He saw that kind of condition,
当我们的父神他是那样的爱他的儿子，他看见这个光景。
Then He reacts.
他就反应。
He will react.
他一定要反应。
So for us, John's Gospel is a reaction of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，约翰福音乃是神的一个反应。
And he reacted in a very positive way.
他在一个非常积极的情况中。
He wants to bring us back to the beginning.
他要把我们带回到原初。
He wants to bring us to the original.
他要把我们带回到起初。
He wants to have a new and fresh look of who Christ Jesus is.
他要我们有一个新的一个新鲜的认识，对于主耶稣基督的认识。
So without Jesus Christ, what is there?
如果没有主耶稣基督，那么还有什么留下来呢？
What is there for us?
对我们来讲还有什么留下来？
And therefore John was moved to bring Christ back to his rightful place.
所以约翰被感动要把基督带回到他该在的地方。
And so he began his epistle with the word.
所以他用太初有道来开始他的。
And this word in the beginning was the word.
而这个道就是在太初与神同在。
Now we all know that this beginning is not the beginning of time. This is the beginning before there was time.
我们知道了这一个太初不是时间的起头，而是时间之前的那个原初。
So it brings us to what was in God's heart.
所以我们看见他就带我们回到原初在神心意中的。
So we see John's gospel.
所以我们看见约翰的福音
is a gospel about the testimony of God's beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
乃是一本福音，讲到神的爱子，我们主耶稣基督的见证。
Now I think we should be very clear with that.
我想呢，我们需要对这一件事非常的清楚。
Gospel John was written for a very specific purpose.
约翰福音乃是为着一个非常特殊的目的而写。
Because of our departure from God's original thought in mind for His people.
因为当我们对于神对他子民们那个原初的心意和目的有了偏离的时候，
God's purpose cannot be changed.
神的目的是不能改变，
remain the same.
他永远是一样的。
He wants to bring us back to his original purpose.
他要把我们带回到他原初的那目的。
It's when we come back to his original purpose God can begin to do his work.
当我们来到他原初的目的的里面的时候，神可以开始在我们中间工作。
Now we can look at some of the scriptural verses.
现在我们可以来读一些经文。
So we turn to Gospel John chapter 1.
请我们翻到约翰福音第一章。
I hope you don't mind we read some portions from the Gospel of John.
我盼望大家能够和我一同读约翰福音的一部分。
I think it will help our young people to familiarize with this Gospel.
我们要多读一些，这能够帮助我们年轻人熟悉这一卷书。
And not only for the young people, say also for myself, I need it.
不仅为着年轻人的缘故，也为着我们自己。
Okay. Chapter 1 of the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第一章。
We'll read verse 1.
我们从第一节。
We'll read verse 1 to 8.
我们从第一节读到第八节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。
All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made.
万物是借着他造的。凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe.
有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。
He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light.
他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。
And let's go to verse 14.
我们再来到十四节。
Verse 14 to verse 18.
十四节到十八节。
And the Word became flesh, dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory.The glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me.For he was before me.
约翰为他做见证，喊着说：“这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。”
And of his fullness, we have all received grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, by grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西的，摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
And should we turn to chapter 3? Just read two verses there.
好吧，我们翻到第三章。
We'll read verse 11.
我们读十一节。
Through verse 13.
到十三节。
Now you know, this is the conversation our Lord had with Nicodemus.
我们知道这一段乃是主与尼哥底母的对话。
Verily, or assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know, and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our testimony.
我实实在在地告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。
If I have told you earthly things,And you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?
我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事，如何能信呢？
No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven.
除了从天降下，人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。
And we'll now go to verse 30 of chapter 3 of John's Gospel.
我们再看第三章第三十节。
Now verse 30, John said, He must increase, but I must decrease.
在第三十节，施洗约翰说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Now, G.K. Morgan told us that this verse was the last utterance of John the Baptist.
Temple Morgan 告诉我们说，我们刚才读的约翰福音三章三十节乃是施洗约翰在地上所说的最后一句话。
These are his last words.
这是他的最后一句话。
When he said these few words, he faded away.
当他说完了这一句话，他就消失了。
And Lord Jesus comes into view.
然后我们看见主耶稣被人看见。
One,out of the way.
一个他消失了。
One was brought in.
另外一位被带进来。
And so from 30 verse verse 31, we have the welcoming of the new man.
所以我们从三十一节看见了，是在那里欢迎这一个新人。
Now, when before John said he must increase, I must decrease, there's a history behind that utterance.
在使徒约翰说他必兴旺，我必衰微之前呢，这一句话有一个历史的背景。
You remember from Jerusalem, they sent a delegation to investigate just who he was.
我们知道呢，在耶路撒冷有人差遣人呢去调查耶稣是谁。
Because he was drawing a large following.
因为呢，他吸引许多的人跟随他。
And the religious hierarchy, they were just curious, just who was this man?
他们对于施洗约翰他们好奇他到底是谁。
Could this be the Christ they were waiting for?
这一位是不是他们所等候的基督呢？
And John, you remember John's reply to the committee that was sent to inquire about him?
我们记得呢，主耶稣施洗约翰对这些被打发来询问他是谁的人如何回答。
And you recognize that every time John uttered something, he got himself smaller and smaller and smaller.
我们在那里看见了，每一次施洗约翰回答一件事情，他自己就变得更微小。
那
一步一步的微小。
You remember he first said, I confess, I do not deny, I'm not the Christ. I'm not the Christ.
我们记得他在那里说，我承认了。我不是基督。
And then he said, are you Elijah? He said, I am not.
当人问他说你是以利亚吗？他说我不是。
He said, are you one of the prophets? He said, no.
人再问他说你是那位先知吗？他说不。
Then he said, I'm but a voice crying out in the wilderness.
他说我不过是那在旷野中的声音。
But at the end he said, he must increase, I must decrease.
在结尾的时候他就说他必兴旺我必衰微。
So you notice in John's ministry, he did not get bigger and bigger and bigger.
所以我们在这里留意看见呢，在约翰的侍奉中他不是越来越大。
His ministry is getting him smaller and smaller and smaller.
他的侍奉乃是使他这个人变得越来越小。
To make room for the I am to come.
好叫那个真是我是的那一位能够来。
Because in the Gospel of John, we have the seven great I am.
因为在约翰福音里面有七次讲到我是。
So, in the presence of that great I am.
所以在这个伟大的我是的光中，
What can John do?
约翰能做什么呢？
But he said, he must increase, I must decrease.
所以他说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
So, brothers and sisters, that was John's ministry.
所以弟兄姊妹，那乃是约翰的职事。
Not to make himself bigger, but to make himself smaller.
不是把他自己变得更大，乃是使他变得更微小。
And when he's making himself smaller, he's making Christ bigger and bigger.
当他使自己更微小的时候，他就使基督越来越大。
Now, let's read on from verse 31.
我们再从三章三十一节读起。
He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth,is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all.
从天上来的是在万有之上，从地上来的是属乎地，他所说的也是属乎地，从天上来的是在万有之上。
And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies, and no one receives his testimony.
他将所见所闻的见证出来，只是没有人领受他的见证。
He who received his testimony has certified that God is true.
那领受他见证的就印上印，证明神是真的。
Now, brothers and sisters, in verse 32,
在32节，
What he has seen, what he has heard, he testified, and no one received his testimony.
他将所见所闻的见证出来，只是没有人领受他的见证。
Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
What is from above is very foreign to us.
从天上来的对我们来讲是非常陌生的。
We're going to touch it in just a little bit.
我们要稍微的讲到一点。
Because the natural man has no way to know heavenly things.
因为天然的人，我们不可能明白天上的事。
The spiritual thing is foolishness to the natural man.
属灵的事对天然的人来说是愚拙的。
You know, Matthew 11 is one verse.
在马太福音十一章里面有一句话。
It says, no one knows the Father but the Son.
他说除了子，没有人认识父。
No one knows the Son but the Father.
没有人认除了父以外，没有人认识子。
Unless the Son wills to reveal him.
除非子愿意启示给他。
So Paul says, unless we have revelation, there's no way we can understand spiritual things.
所以弟兄姊妹们，若是没有启示，我们不可能明白属灵的事。
Now we find that at the very outset of John's Gospel.
我们看见在约翰福音里面。
You remember? John said, he came to his own way, we see him now.
我们记得在那里说到，他来到他自己的人中间，他们却不接受。
He came to his place, his place did not welcome him.
他来到自己的地方，但是地上的人却不接受。
Because immediately when he came, there was a rejection.
所以当他一来到，就有立刻就有拒绝。
Because this world is not friendly to the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
这个世界呢，对于主耶稣基督的见证并不友善。
When he came, there was rejection.
当他来到的时候，他被拒绝。
He was not welcome.
他不受欢迎。
But there were those who received.
但是却有一般人接受他。
As many as received him, he gave them the right to become God's children.
凡接待他的，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
So honestly, we see when he came, there are very, very few hearts were prepared to respond or to receive him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见当他来的时候，在地上有极少数人是预备好来接待他。
And how that grieved God's Father's heart.
这叫我们天上父神的心何等的伤痛。
He sent his Son into this world.
他打发他的爱子到世上来。
This world is made by him.
这个世界乃是他所造的。
It belonged to him.
是属于他的。
We are his.
是属于他的。
But we rejected him.
但是我们却拒绝了。
We did not welcome him.
我们并不欢迎他。
Now, Pastor.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，To know the Lord Jesus Christ，
要认识我们的主耶稣基督
，is a mighty miracle，
乃是一个极大的神迹
，is the greatest miracle of this whole universe，
乃是这整个宇宙中最大的神迹。
The greatest miracle is that we can know God，
最大的神迹就是我们可以认识神。
We can know God through His Son Jesus Christ，
我们可以借着他的儿子耶稣基督认识神。
Because knowing Him is life。
因为认识他就是生命。
Knowing him is everything.
认识他就是一切。
Now this is the Gospel of John.
这乃是约翰福音。
Now we have departed.
我们已经偏离了。
We have to come to a fresh knowledge of who Jesus Christ is.
我们需要对于主耶稣是谁有一个新鲜的认识。
Now let's read a couple more verses, then we'll continue.
让我们再读几处的经文， yeah. 我们再继续。
Because our time, we'll just read a few more verses.Let's turn to John chapter 20.
因为时间的缘故，我们只能读几处的经文，请翻到约翰福音二十章。
And these two last passages, John show us why he wrote this gospel.
约翰福音二十章在最后的两节，我们看见约翰告诉我们为什么他写这一卷福音。
Okay, John chapter 20 verses 30 and 31.
约翰福音二十章三十、三十一节。
And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, in that believing,You may have life in His name.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。但记这些事，是叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And let's turn to chapter 1.
请我们再翻到二十一章。
And read the last two verses.
我们读最后的两节。
24 and 25. This is the disciple who testifies these things and wrote these things, that we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written on it.
为这些事做见证，并且记载这些事的就是这门徒。我们也知道他的见证是真的。耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一的都写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
And I think we should read just one more verse.
我想我们再读一节经文。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
请我们翻到希伯来书。
Chapter 11.
第十一章
The chapter of faith
就是信心的一章
Verse 6
第六节
Hebrews 11:6
希伯来书十一章第六节
But without faith it is impossible to please him For he who comes to God must believe that he isAnd that he is the rewarder of all those who diligently seek him.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信神是，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Now this verse is a very important verse.
这一节是非常重要的一节
Because give us the key or the secret how one may please God.
因为在这里给我们一个钥匙和秘诀，使我们知道怎样来讨神的喜悦。
It is without faith, it is impossible to please God.
他说，人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。
Now it is a black and white statement.
在这里是像黑白一样清楚的一个宣告。
There is no gray area.
在这里没有灰色模糊的地带。
Without faith, there's no way. Impossible to please God.
没有信心的话，就不可能，我们就没有道路来讨神的喜悦。
But he who comes, he who seeks him diligently, he will be rewarded.
因为到神面前来的人，凡是殷勤寻求神的人，他要赏赐他们。
Now I've been meditating this far last few months.
过去的几个月呢，
I was meditating on this.
我在这里默想这一句话。
Yeah, you know I was given the responsibility to share on the testimony of Lord Jesus Christ.
这一次我的责任乃是交通我们主耶稣的见证。
And I thank the Lord for giving me enough time.
我感谢主给我足够的时间。
And just to wait before him.
我能够在他面前等候。
And to meditate some of these important passages we find in the scripture.
来思想我们从主话语里面一些重要的经文。
Now, because this word faith is a very key word in the Gospel of John.
因为这一个信心这个字呢在约翰福音里面是一个关键的字眼。
Now, if you count them or you can go through concordance, it mentioned 98 times.
若是我们用经文汇编去查考的时候，我们发现它出现了98次。
Now, this epistle is the epistle to the church.
这一卷
I'm sorry, this gospel is the gospel to the church.
这一卷福音乃是写给教会的福音。
Because we don't just preach gospel, we need gospel.
弟兄姊妹，我们不仅去传福音，我们也需要福音。
We need the gospel. The church needs the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
教会需要我们主耶稣基督的福音。
Our sisters, you know why there's 98 times mention of this word belief?
弟兄姊妹们，我们知不知道为什么有98次提到这个相信这个事？
Because it's possible to get so used to things that the belief, the impact of that faith is weakened.
因为很可能我们的信心我们的相信呢它带给我们的冲击力变减弱了。
Because we are so used to some of the terms.
因为我们太熟悉这些名词了。
We are used to some of our practices.
我们在我们的实行上面。
Yeah, so we quote scriptures.
我们引用圣经。
We say we believe.
我们说我们相信。
But do we really believe?
但是我们真的相信吗？
Belief is really an encounter with God Himself.
相信呢，乃是与神相会。
It's always God's word.
乃是一直都一定是神的话语。
Because when God is believed, God is pleased.
因为在哪里有相信，哪里就有神的喜悦。
There is connection there.
在那里有一个接触。
So we believe there is something coming from God that He is pleased.
所以当我们相信的时候，就有一些事物是从神那里来的，就是神的喜悦。
When you really believe, it's because we diligently we want to know Him, we seek Him.
当我们真的相信的时候，那意味着我们是殷勤的去寻求他。
但是 faith is not cheap.
弟兄姊妹们，信心不是廉价的。
The way we treat faith now is something very cheap.
有的时候我们对待信心这个字呢，把它看得很廉价。
Faith is God's word.
信心乃是
God's word, God's word, God.
是向着神而去的。
We wait until there is a contact.
我们在那里等候，直到我们与神有接触。
We will not give up until there is a contact.
我们不与神相会，不与神接触，我们就不放弃。
Because God is.
因为神是
He cannot deny himself.
他不能够违背他自己。
Those who wait before him, surely they'll find him.
那些等候他的人必定要寻见。
Now the waiting on his part is simply testing our faith, whether it's genuine faith or not genuine faith.
我们等候神，在神那一面来说，是对我们那个信心的真实度的一个试验。
Because it comes easy.
若是他很容易就来
Then faith has no real value.
那么那个信心并没有真实的价值
So there's a seeking him diligently.
所以有一个殷勤寻求他
And your faith will be rewarded.
所以我们的信心要得着赏赐
So I'm in thinking.
所以我在这里思想
What is this reward after we seek him diligently?
当我们殷勤的寻求神所得着的赏赐是什么呢
What do you think, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们你认为呢
So immediately somehow the Lord clickedin my spirit.
所以呢有一些神的话语在我灵里面就出现。
You remember in Genesis 15:1?
我们记得在创世纪15章第一节。
You remember Abraham is called the father of faith?
我们记得在那里亚伯拉罕被称作信心之父。
Abraham was a friend of God.
亚伯拉罕成为神的朋友。
And how they commune with each other.
他们彼此之间怎样的交通
Later on in Genesis 18
然后我们看见在创世纪十八章
And when the Lord came with two of his angels
当主与另外两位天使显现的时候
And the moment they approached Abraham they ever immediately recognized one of them is God
当他们临近亚伯拉罕的时候亚伯拉罕立刻认出来其中一位乃是神
So faith somehowenable Abraham to recognize who God is.
所以信心使得亚伯拉罕有一个能力能够认出神是谁。
And so Abraham appeared to, God appeared to Abraham.
所以神向亚伯拉罕显现。
He said, Abraham, do not be afraid.
他说亚伯拉罕你不要害怕。
I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward.
我是你的保护也是你极大的赏赐。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹呢
He is objective truth.
他是来自一个客观的真理。
But through faith,
但是借着信心
through obedience,
借着顺服
we take him,
我们得着他
as he is,
照着他所是的我们得着他。
Then he becomes the I am to me and in you.
他就对我来说，他是他所是的，也在我里面。
So brothers and sisters, he is.
所以弟兄姊妹们，他是。
But by faith, he wants to be the I am and in you and in me.
但是借着信心，他要在你我里面做他所是。
So what is the test of the Lord Jesus Christ?
所以什么是我们主耶稣基督的见证呢
It's not you and me.
不是你和我。
It's who he is.
乃是他是谁。
And when he comes into us, he becomes the I am in us.
当他进到我们里面的时候他就在我们里面做他所是的那个。
That is a testimony.
那乃是见证。
And that's why in the Gospel of John, we have the seven great I ams.
那是为什么在约翰福音里面有七个伟大的我是
Because those seven I am's are the testimony of who he is.
因为那七个伟大的我是乃是他的见证。
And he wants to be the I am. In us individually, he wants to be the I am in the church.
他要在我们个人的里面和在教会的里面做他所说我是。
Now I'll give you an illustration.
我要在这里做一个说明。
You know Moses.
我们知道摩西
in chapter 3 of the book of Exodus
在出埃及记第三章
Now the Lord wanted him to go to Egypt to deliver his people Israelites out of Egypt
主呼召他要他回到埃及去、引领以色列人出埃及
And he was arguing with the Lord
他就与神在那里有争论
And the Lord prevailed
神得胜了
Say to the Lord
然后摩西对主说
He said, when I go to the Israelites and tell them that you sent me to deliver them out of Egypt, if they ask you, what is your name, what should I say to them?
当我到以色列人中去向他们说神打发我到你们中间来若是他们问我说你的名字是什么
Now we are told all the pagan gods, they had names. All the pagan gods, they had names.
我们知道呢所有外邦的神呢都有他们的名字
yeah, They call this name, they call that name
他们称这个做这个名字称那个做那个名字
Okay, and also all of the pagan gods they are only capable of doing one small thing
所以所有的外邦神呢他们都只不过能做一件小事
So you have to have many gods
所以我们就需要有许多的神
For them to do all these things you want them to do for you
所以我们要他所做的事情呢需要有很多的神来照顾
So you go to this God for this thing You go to that God for that thing And you go to the other God for something else
所以为这件事到这个神这里到为那件事到那个神另外一件事到另一个神
And they keep you very very busy
这就使我们呢很忙碌
And in the end you get nothing
到最后呢我们一无所得
But our God is simply the I am
但是我们的神他就是简单的我是
And he wants to be your all
弟兄姊妹们他要做我们的一切
Anything you want He is the I am
我们所要的任何事情他都是我是
Now in a sense It's not what we want It's what he thinks we want
我们更准确的说不是我们所要的事而是他要我们所要的事
Because he knows our true need
因为他知道我们真实的需要
We don't know our true need
我们并不认识自己
We deceive ourselves
我们常常自欺
We fool ourselves
我们常常的愚弄自己
Only he knows our true need
唯有他知道我们的
真实需要 he wants to come to meet our true need
他要来满足我们真实的需要
So he told Moses I am that I am
所以他对摩西说我是我所是的
And the Lord said This name of mine You must remember through all your generations
所以主对摩西说我所说的这个话你要传给世世代代
In other words, as my people, you cannot live without me.
换句话说，作为我的子民，你不能没有我而生活。
If I am not in your midst, you finish.
若是我不在你们中间，你们就完灭亡了。
But if I'm in your midst, you have no lack of anything.
若是我在你们中间，你们就一无所缺。
You'll be satisfied.
你们要得着满足。
Because I am.
因为我是。
Now that was true with the Israelites.
这对以色列人来说是真实的经历。
And so, you know, in chapter 33 of the book of Exodus,
所以在出埃及记31章里面
you know the events behind chapter 33 of the book of Exodus.
我们知道在出埃及记31章背后背景的那些事件
Because they sinned against God.
因为他们犯罪得罪了神。
And God was angry with them.
所以神向他们发怒。
God said, I will not go with you.
神说我不要与你们同
去 I'll send an angel to go with you
我要差遣天使与你们同去
God said if I go with you I'll destroy you
神说呢若是我与你们同去我要毁灭你
Because I'm holy you are sinful
因为我是圣洁的而你们是有罪的
If I go with you I'll destroy you
若是我与你们同行我会毁灭你
But Moses knew that God is full of compassion
但是摩西知道神满了怜悯
God is full of forgiveness
神满了饶恕
And God's purpose is intertwined with his people.
神的目的是与他的子民们交织在一起。
So, Moses, who knew God very well.
所以摩西他非常认识。
Because God's purpose for delivering out of Egypt is to bring him into Canaan.
神的目的乃是要他带领以色列人出埃及进到迦南。
And Moses knew we may fail as his people, but God can never fail.
摩西知道了，我们作为他的子民可以失败，但是神却永不失
败。So he hold on to God's faithfulness.
所以他就持定了神的信实。
And it says God was drawing Moses out. And it says God was drawing Moses out.
我们看见了，在这里神把摩西吸引出来。
God all along, God wanted to take his people into Canaan.
神一直他的心意是要把他的子民们带进迦南。
But God wanted to draw the people up so that their faith will be utterly on him.
神要吸引他的子民们出来，好叫他们的信心是建立在他的身上。
And so Moses said, unless your presence go with us, don't bring us forward.
所以摩西向神说，除非你与我们同行同在，请你不要带我们。
And the Lord promised to accompany his people all the way into Canaan.
所以主应许说，我要一直与你们同行同在。
Now Moses said, if your presence does not go with us, do not take us up.
摩西说，若是你不与我们同去，不要带我们上去。
In other words, Moses is saying, Lord, I want you, the I am.To be with us.
换句话说，摩西的意思就是说，主啊，我要你，就是我是与我们同去。
And we can see the whole history of the wilderness journey.
我们在他们整个旷野的行程中的历史中
，they fail.
他们失败
many times,
许多次。
But I am remain the same.
但是我是却一直是一样的。
The pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire will always with them.
那云柱火柱一直与他们同行。
Manna never failed.
马拿从来没有停止。
And that rock follows them. First Corinthians 10 says that is Christ.
那个随着他们而行的磐石乃是基督。
So we can see the presence, the I am was with the Israelites.
所以这个我是他的同在一直随着以色列。
Now, but that is a picture. Israelite is a picture of the church in the wilderness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，以色列人在旷野中乃是教会的一幅图画。
And how the Lord can get through the wilderness, the same God can get us through on this journey that we are in.
神怎样使以色列人经过了旷野，他也同样能够带我们经过。
Now, let's pause for a moment to share what is God's testimony or testimony of Jesus Christ according to the Gospel of John.
在这里我们要分享的。照着约翰福音，什么是主耶稣基督的见证呢？
Now, if you read the Gospel of John,
若是我们读约翰福音，
we can see quite clearly,
我们可以很清楚地看见，
the testimony of Jesus Christ is Christ himself.
主耶稣基督的见证乃是基督自己。
He himself is the testimony.
他自己乃是那见证。
Now, for those whoare interested in this word, testimony or testify.
对于那些对这个见证这个字或者做见证这个字有兴趣的人。
There are 47 mentions in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里面提过47次。
In all John's writings, including Epistle and Revelation, there are 77 mentions of that word.
在所有约翰的写作里面包含了书信和启示录一共出现77次。
Now the testimony of Jesus Christ is also linked with glory.
主耶稣基督的见证与荣耀也是相连的。
Because when there's a fullness of the testimony of Jesus Christ, God's glory is there.
因为当主耶稣基督的见证丰满出现的时候，神的荣耀就在那里。
So that glory mentioned about 42 times in the Gospel of John.
所以在约翰福音里面，荣耀这个字或者荣光出现了42次
，And there's another word that's very important.
所以这告诉我们说它是非常重要。
There's another word that's also very important.
还有另外一个字也非常重要。
It's truly, truly, I say, and truly, truly, or verily, verily.
就是我实实在在的。
Okay. Now that is very, a very important word in the Gospel of John.
这在约翰福音里面是一个非常重要的字眼。
When the Lord used to say verily, verily, he's saying something very, very important.
当主在那里说我实实在在的时候， 那他是要说非常重要的事。
Now truly, truly, or verily means Amen, Amen.
这个实实在在在原文里面就是 Amen, Amen.
God is God of Amen.
神乃是阿门的神。
What he say is true.
他所说的都是真实的。
He himself is the truth.
他自己乃是真理。
So when you say verily, verily, he wants you to pay special attention.
所以他说实实在在的时候，他是盼望我们特别留意。
So this verily, if you take them apart.Mentioned 30 times.
所以若是我们仔细去看的时候，这个实实在在提落了30次，
50 times.
50次，对。
Okay, now if you put them together,
若是我们把它们通通加在一起，
then it's 25 times. 25 times.
一共有25次。
Yeah, because verily, 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 all together 50 times, but if you put them verily that connect the two together in pair, it's 25 times.
如果我们光是实在实在的话就50次，如果把它连在一起变成实实在在就有25次。
You understand now?
你明白了吗？
Okay, okay.
我明白了。
Okay. So whenever you read these two words put together, verily, verily, the Lord is saying something very important.
所以我们看见每次把这个字两个重叠用的时候，主在那里说非常重要。
Okay, now let me just repeatThe testimony of Jesus Christ according to John the Gospel.
我们
The testimony of Jesus Christ according to John's Gospel.
我们看见照着约翰福音所说的主耶稣基督的见证。
This testimony of Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ himself.
主耶稣基督的见证乃是主耶稣基督自己。
He himself is the testimony.
他自己乃是见证。
He is who he is.
他是他所是。
He is what he is.
他是他所是。
He is who he claims to be.
他是他自己所宣告他所是。
So his word is just as good as himself.
所以他的话语就和他自己是一样的。
So his word is himself.
所以他的话语就是他自己。
So in the beginning was the word.
所以太初有道。
The word was with God, the word was God.
道与神同在，道就是。
So you cannot separate his word in the person Jesus Christ.
所以我们不能把他的话语和他的人在耶稣基督身上分开来。
You cannot separate his work with a person.
我们也不能把他的工作和他这个人分开来。
Because he himself is God's work.
因为他自己就是神的工
作。He himself is God's word.
因为他自己就是神的话语。
Now let me just give you a few examples.
我再给大家几个例子。
Can we turn to Gospel John chapter 4?
我们能不能翻到约翰福音第四章？
His encounter with a Samaritan woman.
他与这一个撒玛利亚妇人相遇。
It's very remarkable.
这是非常奇妙的。
Sometimes I envy this Samaritan woman.
有的时候我有一点嫉妒这个撒玛利亚的妇人。
They seem to have aShe seems to have a very thorough knowledge of who Christ is.
似乎呢，她对主耶稣是谁有一个完全的认识。
Somehow she seems to have a better knowledge of who Christ is than some of the disciples.
有的时候我觉得她好像比门徒们都更认识基督是谁。
Because through her, Christ fully revealed himself.
因为在这里，基督呢把他自己完全的启示出来。
And somehow she caught on.
而她得着了。
That sometimes the disciples with the Lord for so long, they did not call on.
而门徒们呢，跟随主那么久，却没有没有跟上。
But this woman called on.
但是这一个妇人，她跟上得着。
Now, should we look at verse 10 of chapter 4 of the Gospel of John?
我们好不好读约翰福音第四章第十节？
These are the words of the Lord Jesus.
这是我们主耶稣的话。
Jesus answered and said to her, If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
Okay, now let's go to 13, verse 13.
我们再读13节。
Okay, the Lord answered again to this Samaritan woman. Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. Now referring to the physical well. In verse 14, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
耶稣回答这个撒玛利亚妇人说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，这个水是指着那物质的水。第十四节，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Now, brothers, we see the connection between the water and the Lord himself.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见这里那个活水和主耶稣之间的关系。
The Lord just not give this Samaritan woman a thing called water.
主并不是在这里给这个撒玛利亚妇人一件被称作水的事。
He is giving of himself.
他乃是把他自己的。
He said, if you knew the gift of God,
如果你知道神的恩赐
and who is talking to you,
而且你向你说话的是谁？
And you will ask him,
那么你就要求他。
And you will give,
你要得着。
And he gives himself,
他要把他自己给你。
First, that's what he came for.
弟兄姊妹们，这是他来的原因。
For God so loved, he gave his son.
因为神爱我们，所以他把爱子给我。
And the son came so he may give himself to us.
子来了是要把他自己给我。
Now we find that truth with the living bread in chapter 6 of the Gospel of John.
我们在这里也看见了。同样的，在约翰福音第六章里
面 ，The Lord did not come just to give us a thing called bread.
主来到并不是要给我们一件事物叫做粮食。
He said, "I am the living bread."
主说，我乃是那生命的粮
食。I am.
我是。
I'm giving myself to you as the living bread.
我要把我自己给你作为生命。
And even said, "You can eat of me and you can drink of me."
在那里主说，你可以吃我喝我。
He is giving himself.
他把他自己给我们。
So, brothers, he does not give us a life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，他不仅仅是给我们生命
，but he is life，
而他自己就是那生命。
He in us becomes our life，
他在我们里面就作为那生命。
So, brothers, we have to say that。
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们必须这样说。
Now we just read, you know, no one, we beheld his glory。
我们这样说，我们注视他的荣光。
And then his glory comes to us in a form full of grace and truth。
然后他的荣光临到我们的时候。像恩典和真理的那个形式。
And John said, "Of him we receive grace upon grace."
约翰在这里说，我们得着他，并且是恩上加恩。
Okay, now the grace is not a thing; grace is the person.
恩典也不是一件事情，恩典乃是因为。
Because he is full of grace.
因为他里面丰丰满满的有恩。
He is full of truth.
他里面丰丰满满的有真理。
Now, brothers, unfortunately, we are not very conscious of that.
弟兄姊妹们，很不幸的，我们对这件事呢，并不是那样的认识。
Because we living in this physical material world，
因为我们活在这个物质和生理的世界。
We relate to everything as things，
我们把每一件事都想做一个外面物质的事。
Because if we're not careful, God becomes a thing to us。
如果我们不留意的话，神对我们来说就好像是一件事情。
So sometimes we pray, "I need grace, I need grace."
所以我们有时候祷告说，我需要恩典，我需要恩典。
But scripturally speaking, what we need is that, "Lord, I need more of you."
但是照着圣经的话来说，我们应该这样说，主啊，我更需要你。
If I have more of you, then I'll have more grace.
若是我更多得着你自己，我就更有恩典。
Because grace is not a thing, grace is the person.
因为恩典不是一件事，恩典乃是因为。
Because he himself is full of grace.
因为他自己乃是丰丰满满。
If we have him, we have grace.
若是我们得着他，我们就得着。
If we have him, we have truth.
如果我们得着他，我们得着真理。
Everything is from him.
每一件事都从他而来。
Truth is the he is.
是的，他是他所是。
By grace, we can appropriate. By grace, we appropriate him.
但是借着恩典，我们能够得着他。
Through faith, we appropriate what is in him.
借着信心，我们能够得着在他里面所示的。
Then he can become the I am.
然后他可以对我来说成为我是。
Therefore he is my life.
因此他就是我的生命。
He is my light.
他是我的亮光。
He is my food.
他是我的粮食。
He is my way.
他是我的道路。
He is my strength.
他是我的力量。
He is my hope.
他是我的盼望。
First, and that's God's desire to make Christ all in and all.
弟兄姊妹们，那乃是神的盼望，要基督成为一切，又在一切。
Because from grace we move to grace.
因为从恩典我们再往前走。
And with everything is grace.
因为每一件事都是恩典。
Everything is in Christ.
每一件事都在基督。
Apart from Christ, there is nothing.
离开了基督，我们就什么都没有。
So everything is grace.
所以每一件事都是恩典。
And why grace?
为什么跟恩典呢？
Now, this evening, I just want to share a couple more things.
今天晚上我要再和弟兄姊妹交通几件事。
Because of the departure, decline of God's people in John's day.
因为在约翰的年代里面教会的偏离和下坠。
Besides the seven I am,
他就交通了七个我是。
Besides,
除了这七个我是。
Besides all these seven I am,
除了这七个我是。
There are many other hidden I am,
还有许多隐藏的我是。
They are very, very significant.
这些都是非常重要的。
So don't overlook some of those hidden I am.
所以请大家不要疏忽忽略了这些隐藏的我是。
And tonight I'll just mention one.
今天晚上我只要提起一个。
Okay. Now shall we turn to John Gospel chapter 1.
请我们读约翰福音第一章。
Verse 51.
第五十一节。
Now this, to me, the key to the whole gospel.
这对我来说是整卷约翰福音的那个钥匙。
If we catch this verse, we have the whole book before us.
如果我们得着了这一句话，这一节经文，我们就得着了整卷书。
And also this.Word that we find in this particular verse,
并且在这一节圣经里面的话语
is to Nathaniel,
乃是对拿但业说的。
And the Lord only spoke to Nathaniel this one time.
在圣经里面，我们看见主对拿但业就这么一次说话。
Now we are told Nathaniel was not one of those three disciples that are in the inner circle with the Lord Jesus.
我们知道呢，拿但业并不是。那三个最靠近主的门徒之中的一位。
So Nathaniel represents all of us.
所以拿但业呢，就代表我们每一个人。
Because spiritually we are not very special.
因为属灵上来讲，我们并不特殊。
And the Lord spoke to Nathaniel only this one.
主好像只有这一次对拿但业说话。
But this one opened up the whole heaven to us.
但是这一句话呢，对我们来说，把整个天都开启了。
We catch this verse.
如果我们得抓住了这一句话语
，We have everything.
我们就在基督里面得着了一切。
Okay, let's read that.
让我们一起读。
And the Lord said to him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." And some versions say, "More surely," and some versions, "Earnestly," I'm telling you.Okay, very, very strong, very emphatic. I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
又说，我实实在在地告诉你们，这个实实在在，就是我非常诚实地跟你们说，或者另外一个翻译是，我非常确定地告诉你们。你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
Now the Lord was pleading with us.
我们看见主喜悦我们。
Pleading.
然后在这里恳求我们。
That we pay very close attention to what he's going to say to us.
他要我们非常留意他要向我们所说的。
Because it's very something very important.
因为这是非常重要的事。
If we miss it,
若是我们忽略了。
We miss everything.
我们就忽略了一切。
我的父亲
弟兄姊妹们
He said, truly, truly, I say unto you.
他说我实实在在地告诉你们。
It is a fact.
这是事实。
It is a reality.
这是一个实际。
It is so. It is so. Amen. It is so.
这是一个 Amen， 就是实在的。
That's right.
如此的。
You will see heaven open.
你们将要看见天开了。
And the angels of God are ascending, descending upon the Son of Man.
神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
Now this Son of Man is the I am.
这一个人子就是我是。
Yes, he is.
因为他是。
Now, brothers and sisters, it opens up.
弟兄姊妹们，这开启一切。
All the activities of God we can see now are all centered in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看见神一切的工作在这里都集中在主耶稣的身上。
Apart from Christ, God has no work.
离开了基督，神就不做工。
Apart from Christ, God has no other purpose.
离开了基督，神就没有其他的目的。
Apart from Christ, there's no other calling.
离开了基督，神也没有别的呼召。
Apart from Christ, there's no redemption.
离开了基督也不会有救赎。
Apart from Christ, there's no church.
离开了基督也没有教会。
Apart from Christ, there's nothing.
离开了基督就什么都没有。
All the activities of God are now centered in the Lord Jesus.
神一切的活动都集中在基督身上。
He is our open heaven.
他乃是我们开启的天。
What can never come down from heaven is now available to us.
以往从天上不能下来的现在对我们来讲是可以得着的。
He brings heaven to us.
他将天带到我们中间。
He brings to us what we don't have down here.
他把我们在地上所得不着的从天上带上。
So brothers and sisters, that's why we need to be born again.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是为什么我们需要重生。
Why do we get this new birth?
我们为什么要有这个新的出生呢？
It's not earthly.
这不是属地的。
It's not of blood.
这也不是血气的。
It's not of flesh.
也不是肉身
的。It's not of the real man.
也不是照着人意。
But God born us.
乃是神生我们。
He took initiative.
他起始。
From above.
从天上。
Now, brothers and sisters, is our new birth from above?
弟兄姊妹们，我们的新的出生是不是从天上来的？
Do we have the experience that we've been born from above?
我们有没有那个从天上得着生命的经历呢？
Brothers and sisters, our new birth is from above.
弟兄姊妹们，我们新的出生乃是从天上来的。
Our life is from above.
我们的生命是从天上来的。
And with this life, we can see spiritual reality.
借着这个生命，我们可以看见属灵的实际。
And that's why there is the light comes after life.
所以我们可以这样说呢，这是为什么光在生命之后而来的。
Because if we come to light with our natural self, we'll be slaughtered.
因为呢，如果在我们天然的生命里面光临到的话，我们就被击杀了。
God's light, God is holy.
因为神乃是圣洁。
He's righteous.
他乃是公义的。
And we are sinners.
我们乃是罪人。
How dare we approach him?
我们怎么可能来到他面前？
And the reason why we can be in the light is because of the new life that's given to us.
我们所以能够在光中，乃是因为他赐给我们的一个新的生命。
As one brother said, once we've been born from above.
所以有一位弟兄这样说，当我们一从上头得着生命的时候，
light, heavenly light breaks in,
天上的亮光就照进来，
and dispel all darkness,
然后他把一切的黑暗都驱逐出去。
And so his light is a light, his light, and his light, there's light.
所以在他的生命的里面，在这个生命中乃是我们的光。
So the light is a product of this new life we have.
所以这个光乃是我们所有这个新生命的一个产
物。Now, brothers, this new sight that we have is given to us from above.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这一个新的眼光也是从天上给我们。
It's not a restoration of a sight that we had before.
不是我们以往所有的那个眼光把它恢复过来。
It is just like chapter 9, the one was born blind, but he was given a new sight.
就好像第九章里面说，那一个生来就瞎眼的现在得着了一个新的眼光。
So everything he sees, he sees it for the very first time.
所以每一件事他所看见的都是头一次看
见。 It's brand new to him.
这对他来讲是完全新的。
Now brothers, that should be our spiritual condition.
弟兄姊妹们，那必须是我们属灵的
condition
和光景。
Yeah, I believe this time, this comes, everything we heard, I would say, is new to me.
盼望在这一次的聚会里面呢，我们要这样感觉呢，每一件事我所听见的对我来讲都是新的。
Maybe all
可能是陈旧的。
But it also should be new to us.
但是对我们来讲也必须是新的。
Now, Brother Sister, I just want to share a few more words about Richmond Conference, which has had two weeks ago.
弟兄姊妹，我要分享一点两周以前我们在 Richmond 的特会里面所交通的。
Now, it's about redigging the well.Because the well that Abraham dug in his day,
因为在亚伯拉罕的年代他所挖的水井
when he died,
当他死了以后
the Philistines came and they filled those wells with dirt.
腓力斯人来用土把它填满了
So all the spring, fresh, pure water are now buried under the dirt.
所以所有的那些新鲜的泉源呢，都在被土填满了。
The origin remained the same，
但是那个源头仍然是一样的。
But there was nothing can spring forth，
但是没有一个能够涌出来。
Because it's all filled with dirt，
因为都被土所填满了。
Now to recover the fresh water that's at the bottom of the well， we need to redig the well again，
为了要我们得着那个在土底下的。那个新鲜的泉水我们必须要重新把它挖出来
Because the testimony of the Lord Jesus is himself
弟兄姊妹们主耶稣基督的见证乃是他自己
Where today can we find such a testimony
今天我们在哪里可以找到这样的见证
It's very hard searching
这对我们来讲是非常扎心的。
Where God, can God find people that are truly longing for Him to restore His testimony in our midst?
在哪里我们看见神的儿女们在那里寻求神的见证能恢复在我们
？The reason why we do not cry out to Him，
我们为何不向他呼求的原因
？It's because we are comfortable with what we have now。
因为我们对自己所有的现今所有的，我们感觉满意舒服。
We are comfortable，
我们很安适。
And we thank God His presence is with us。
我们感谢神，他与我们同在。
But what is the measure of that presence?
但是那个同在的度量是什么
Is it just life? Or is there we find the abundance of that life?
是仅仅有生命呢或是我们找到在那里有丰盛的生命
The testimony of Jesus Christ is a testimony of who he is, and it's the fullness of him who dwells. It's the fullness of Godhead dwelling in him. It's the fullness of Christ.
耶稣基督的见证乃是他自己，乃是他的丰满。换句话说，乃是神的丰满，有形有体的居住在他的。
Because all the fullness of Godhead dwells bodily in Jesus Christ.
因为神一切的丰满都有形有体的居住在。
And we are called to express that fullness.
我们蒙召来彰显这一个丰满。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
Paul, we have life.
我们有生命。
But he's after the fullness of his life.
但是呢，这个生命是不是照着他那个丰满的生命
？Without his fullness.And he will not be satisfied.
在我们里面没有他的丰满，我们的主不会满足。
If he is not satisfied, we shall not satisfy either.
若是他不能满足，我们也不应该满足。
Because we heard our brother share, God's standard is Christ himself.
因为我们听见弟兄向我们交通，神的标准乃是基督自己。
Only that which measures up to him.That is a testimony of Jesus Christ.
唯有我们能够与他相配，那才是我们基督是基督的见证。
So, brother, it's very hard search.
弟兄姊妹们，这是要检查我们的心。
God is after fullness.
神乃是要得着丰满。
We have life.
我们有生命。
But do we have the fullness of his life?
然后我们有没有他丰盛的生命？
The last few minutes I just want to share, I feel it's very important.
最后几分钟我要交通，我感觉很重要的。
John chapter 1 through chapter 9.
约翰福音第一章到第九章。
We witness the Lord's dealings with few individuals.
我们在这里看见主对几个人个别的说话。
For example, his conversation with Nicodemus.
举例来说，他与尼哥底母的对话。
It was a one-to-one encounter.
乃是一对一的相遇。
Of course, Nicodemus represents the religious system of his day.
当然我们知道尼哥底母代表着他那个时代的宗教的系统。
But basically, as an individual.
但是实际来说他是一个个人。
Then we have the single Samaritan woman who had an encounter with Lord Jesus.
我们也看见有一位撒玛利亚的妇人遇见了基督。
In chapter 5, we had the personal encounter of Lord Jesus with a man who was crippled for 38 years.
在第五章我们看见有一个人他瘸腿瘫痪了38年他遇见了基督。
Then chapter 9, we have the man who was born blind.
在第九章我们看见那个生来瞎眼的人遇见了基督。
Now all this individual character,
在这些个别的人物的里面
They speak about individual spiritual condition.
这他们都说到我们个人里面属灵的光景。
It also speaks the Lord's interest with each one of us individually.
这也说到主对我们每一个人个别他的兴趣。
He takes an interest with each one of us.
他对我们每一个人都感兴趣。
He comes to you personally.
他个别的来找我们。
He will reveal himself to you personally.
他要把他自己个别的启示在我们。
He doesn't want you to hide among the crowd.
他不要我们只是隐藏在群众里面。
He will seek you out.
他要把我们找出来。
For some of the man who was lying there for 38 years.
举一个例子来说，在那个在那里躺着38年的瘫痪。
The Lord came and he singled him out.
主来到那里呢，有许多的病人，但是主却特别的找他。
So, but no matter what kind of condition we are in personally, his interest in us personally.
所以弟兄姊妹们，不管我们每一个人个别的光景如何，他对我们个人都有兴趣。
But that's not the end.
但是那却不是结局。
He's gathering individuals.
他把这些个人召聚在一起。
He's gathering all these parts.
他把这些部分都召聚起来。
Then from chapter 10 onward,
然后从第十章开始
，the Lord turned from individual into something corporate.
主就从个别转向于团体。
Because from chapter 10 onward, the Lord is after fullness in His people.
因为从第十章开始呢，主要在他的子民中间得着丰满。
Because the testimony of Jesus is the fullness of Christ.
因为主耶稣基督的见证乃是基督的丰满
and that fullness requires a vessel to express it.
而那个丰满需要一个器皿来彰显它。
Every individual, each individual, no matter how spiritual you are, but a very limited vessel or member of the body.
每一个个人，不论我们多丰满，但是呢，它都是有限的。
You cannot more individual.Can express the fullness of Christ.
没有一个个人可以把基督的丰满彰显出来。
No small group, no group can express of the fullness of Christ either.
没有一个小的团体或者没有任何一个团体可以把基督的丰满完全彰显。
And so chapter 10 is bringing all these parts together.
所以第十章我们看见把这些分散的部分通通聚在一起。
Now they can become one.
他们可以成为一。
It's because they share one life.
他们都同享一个生命。
They are one because of the one life they all share.
因为他们
同享的那一个生命，他们成为一。
So the Lord talk about sheep.
所以主在这里讲到羊。
He also mentioned about fold.
他也讲到羊圈。
He also talk about the one flock.
他也讲到那一群羊。
He also speak about the great shepherd.
他也讲到那大牧人。
He also speak about that he came to give life. To give life more abundantly.
他也讲到他来了。是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰富。
He also said, "I'm that door."
他也说他就是羊的门。
If we go through the door, we find our good shepherd.
若是我们从门进去，我们就要找到我们的大牧人。
Now, pastors, that door, there's only one door, singular.
弟兄姊妹们，这个羊圈只有一个门，它是单数的。
But fold is plural.
但是那个羊圈呢，它却是多数的。
So there's a fold of the Jewish fold.
所以我们看见呢，在犹太人他们的羊圈里
，and there's the Gentile fold，
那里也有也有另外一圈呢，乃是外邦人。
And then among the Gentile there are many sub folds，
然后在这个外邦人中间还有小的羊圈。
Okay， so the Americans have the American fold，
所以有美国弟兄姊妹们就是美国的羊圈。
And so the Chinese we have the Chinese fold，
美国中国人中间就有中国的羊圈。
And so the Taiwanese they have the Taiwanese fold，
那么台湾来的就有台湾人的羊圈。
And Indian they have the Indian fold，
那么印度人有印度人的羊圈。
In the fold God's testimony is very much limited，
在这个羊圈里面呢，神的见证非常受限制。
One brother he puts this way，
有一位弟兄这样说，
He said the fold represents the Lord，
他说呢这个羊圈代表着我们主
律法
预表着律法。
That's right， and the flock represents grace，
那羊群呢代表着恩典。
The law was given through Moses.
这个羊圈呢
，The law was given through Moses.
律法呢，乃是从摩西来的。
But the grace came through what? Jesus Christ.
但是恩典却是借着耶稣基督而来的。
Where can you find grace?
我们在哪里可以找到恩典呢
？In Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣基督里。
Where you find restriction, limitation, legalism?
为什么我们找到了极限？我们限制，还有呢？有了律法主义
，It's in the fold，
乃是因为在律法里。
Because in the fold， yes， you hear God's voice。
是的，在羊圈里面，我们听见神的声音。
But he cannot speak freely to us. He cannot speak freely to us.
但是他却不能自由地向我们说。
Because he is limited by us.
因为他受我们的限制。
So in the fold， you hear his voice。
所以在羊圈里面我们听见他的声音。
But also you will hear just the lonely man's voice.
但是呢我们得着的乃是人的声音。
You also hear man's voice.
我们也听见人的声音。
So you hear God's voice plus man's voice.
所以我们听见了神的声音再加上人的声音。
But if we come out of the fold.
但是若是我们从羊圈中出来。
Go through the door.
我们通过那个门。
The narrow door.
那一个窄门
，in that narrow way，
那一个窄路
，there we find our one good shepherd。
那么我们就找到了我们的大牧人
，that's grace。
在那里我们得着恩典。
He is the good shepherd，
他乃是大牧人。
He is the good shepherd of the one flock，
他乃是那个羊群的大牧人。
The reason why he is called the good shepherd is because all good things come from him。
他所以被称作大牧人的原因，乃是所有的美善都从他而来。
All in him，
一切都在他里面。
So one brother puts it this way，
所以有一位弟兄这样说：
As when we come to him and make him our rightful